Friday after Ash Wednesday, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God ere time began, light of light to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. Psalm 54. O God, listen to my prayer, do not hide from my pleading, attend to me and reply, with my cares I cannot rest. I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me, they assail me with fury. My heart is stricken within me, death's terror is on me, trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest, so I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert. I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not reject my plea, O God, for wicked men assail me. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies and from those who wish us harm. Psalm 54 continued. For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls. It is full of wickedness and evil, it is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him. But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us. We walked together in harmony in the house of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord will free us from the hand of our enemies, and from those who wish us harm. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morn, and at noon, I will cry and lament. He will deliver my soul in peace, in the attack against me, for those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice. God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways, they have no fear of God. The traitor has turned against his friends, he has broken his word, his speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 2. A man from the house of Levi went and took to wife a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that it was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes, and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. And she put the child in it, and placed it among the reeds at the river's brink. And his sister stood at a distance, to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds, and sent her maid to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and lo, the babe was crying. She took pity on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the girl's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, for she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." One day, when Moses had grown up, he went out to his people and looked on their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his people. He looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian, and hid him in the sand. When he went out the next day, behold, 2 Hebrews were struggling together, and he said to the man that did the wrong, "Why do you strike your fellow?" He answered, "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely the thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water, and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. When they came to their father Reuel, he said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?" They said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and even drew water for us, and watered the flock." He said to his daughters, "And where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah. She bore a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a sojourner in a foreign land." Responsory from Hebrews 11. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew to manhood, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and chose to be ill-treated in company with God's people, rather than to enjoy for a time the pleasures of sin, because he had his eyes fixed on God's reward.
he reckoned that to suffer scorn for the Messiah was worth far more than all the treasures of Egypt. It was by faith that he left Egypt, because he had his eyes fixed on God's reward. A reading from the Homilies of St. John Chrysostom, Homily 6, on Prayer. There is nothing more worthwhile than to pray to God and to converse with him, for prayer unites us with God as his companions. As our bodily eyes are illuminated by seeing the light, so in contemplating God our soul is illuminated by him. Of course, the prayer I have in mind is no matter of routine. It is deliberate and earnest. It is not tied down to a fixed timetable. Rather, it is a state which endures by night and day. Our soul should be directed in God not merely when we suddenly think of prayer, but even when we are concerned with something else. If we are looking after the poor, if we are busy in some other way, or if we are doing any type of good work, we should season our actions with the desire and the remembrance of God. Through this salt of love of God, we can all become a sweet dish for the Lord. If we are generous in giving time to prayer, we will experience its benefits throughout our life. Prayer is the light of the soul, giving us true knowledge of God. It is a link mediating between God and man. By prayer, the soul is borne up to heaven and in a marvelous way embraces the Lord. This meeting is like that of an infant crying on its mother and seeking the best of milk. The soul longs for its own needs, and what it receives is better than anything to be seen in the world. Prayer is a precious way of communicating with God. It gladdens the soul and gives repose to its affections. You should not think of prayer as being a matter of words. It is a desire for God, an indescribable devotion not of human origin, but the gift of God's grace. As St. Paul says, "We do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words." Anyone who receives from the Lord the gift of this type of prayer possesses a richness that is not to be taken from him, a heavenly food filling up his soul. Once he has tasted this food, he is set alight by an eternal desire for the Lord, the fiercest of fires lighting up his soul. To set about this prayer, paint the house of your soul with modesty and lowliness, and make it splendor with the light of justice. Adorn it with the beaten gold of good works, and, for walls and stones, embellish it assiduously with faith and generosity. Above all, place prayer on top of this house as its roof, so that the complete building may be ready for the Lord. Thus, he will be received in a splendid royal house, and by grace his image will already be settled in your soul. Responsory from Lamentations 5. Will you still be forgetful of us, through the long years leave us forsaken? Bring us back to you, Lord, and let us find our home. Lord, save us, or we perish. Bring us back to you, Lord, and let us find our home. Let us pray. Give us the grace, Lord, to continue the works of penitence we have begun, so that the Lenten observance we have taken upon ourselves may be accomplished in a sincerity of heart.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.